Well, hi everyone. It's December 27th, and we're on our way to Subic. We left this morning around 9 o'clock, no, 9:30, 10 o'clock, left in Ang Harbor. Of course, they were flying our patients to us until the very last minute, but anyhow, we're way out of chopper range now. I know I made a tape to you the other night, a Christmas night, but I did want to make a tape to you about Hong Kong, knowing that I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't probably be taping to you until I came back from Manila, or back from the Philippines. So I'll try to fill you in as quickly as I can and tell you all the things that did happen. I suppose there are many things I will have forgotten. First of all, I must say I enjoyed myself very much. It's a lovely city. I truly think I prefer Manila, only because it's a little more relaxed atmosphere. There's an awful lot of rushing. There's so much to buy and all, you know, that there's quite a rushed, rushing around thing. Anyhow, on a Sunday morning on the 15th, I got the 7:15 chopper from Quang Tri. The pilots from MAG 39 that fly out here, this is up at Northern Station, were out for dinner that night, and I saw one of them, and I said, "Hey, how's chances of getting a flight out?" And he said, "Oh, sure." So they came over and picked me up about 7:15 in the morning and flew me on down to Da Nang. And, of course, when I got there, I went to Mass and met some people that I knew. I knew the chief nurse, Helen Brooks, and Joan McIntyre and Dottie Yell, a lot of kids from recruiting. And while I was not originally supposed to go on R&R until the 17th, that is to get a flight to Hong Kong. Kathy was supposed to go on the 16th. Kathy had been off the ship since the 13th. I called the R&R Center, and they said certainly there'd be absolutely no reason why I couldn't. They would be happy to have me go, and they had enough empty seats on the plane. So both Kath and I were delighted, and which meant that I would be able to leave the next day and not have to stay at Da Nang for 2 days. And, of course, we went over to the clubs there. They have a nice little club, and we had a couple of bowls of chili. I don't know why. It seems every time I get off the ship, any place in the Da Nang area, I have chili. We never get it on the ship. And not that I've ever been such a chili fan, but, you know, I look over the menu for something different, and there it is. And so I'll usually tell them that's what I'd like. But they couldn't have been nicer to us at the hospital at nurse's quarters at Da Nang. When they figure there's so many transients, both from the sanctuary and from the repose, people coming back and forth, and even an occasional army nurse and all, that it's a marvel that they do as well as they do. And of course, they let us do our washing and anything that we wanted to do. And I told you that I had gone to church there and all. And I talked with they had a cookout that night for us, and it was raining, but they cooked the steaks outside anyway, and they were pretty good. So we enjoyed ourselves, and I went to bed early. In fact, I was quite tired because I'd gotten up very early, and I was a little bit, I slept for a long time. I went to bed very early. And then I think I explained to you, NSA, that you have your pad under your bed and your flak jacket and helmet so that if anything incoming comes in that you can just duck under the bed. However, nothing came in. If it did, I didn't hear it. I can't tell the difference between incoming and outgoing. So the next morning we took a flight from Hong Kong from Da Nang to Hong Kong, and we really I couldn't get over how nice everybody was. One of the medical service corps officers, Jerry Comfort by name, took us in a truck over to the R&R Center, which was at Freedom Hill. And there we really, you know, there's nothing luxurious in Vietnam. You have to understand that. Everything is very raw and basic. But they took us to Major Chris Lieb's office. This is the man that said that I could go on that flight. He's a Marine, an awfully nice guy. So we sat up in his office, and they gave us Cokes and everything, and an army nurse, too. They really look out for the women. You know, you don't the men have to ride a bus and everything, but Chris took us in his carry-all over to the airport. We had to be there several hours in advance, you know, and fill out questionnaires and everything, get our shot cards checked. And then they took us over to the airport in Da Nang, where I had come in. I hadn't been there since I left, since I came in country last March. And there was many, many improvements. I think I probably told you how, you know, soldiers were laying all over the deck. There was no place for them to sit down, or and it was just so dirty and hot and everything. Well, there are benches now anyway, and there's just a lot of improvements. And mostly due to a fellow by the name of Major Vance, who is originally from Brooklyn but plans to retire in Wilbraham. He had been stationed at Westover, and he said if he's not sent back to Westover after this Vietnam tour, he's going to retire and get out and retire and go back to Wilbraham to live. He really liked it out in that area. So we had quite a nice time. And then sometime in the afternoon, we got a flight out to Hong Kong. It's a Pan-American flight. And it was raining because they still have monsoon season, so they drove us in the truck up to carry-all, right up to the plane, just like we were VIPs. And while we were getting ready to go out, there was a young Marine that came out and stood out there and looked around, and the airman said, gee, that looks like Chuck Robb. And sure enough, that's who it was. He was coming back from his R&R to Bangkok. And so, Mother, I thought perhaps you'd be interested in knowing that I did get to see at least get to see him. He's certainly as nice looking as his pictures. He's a very snappy looking young man. And we had a very nice flight over, and they gave us a steak dinner and everything. And once we got to Hong Kong, they picked us up and took us to the R&R Center, which was across the street from the Park Hotel. And they brief you with things you can do and can't do, and they invite you to a party if you want to go. And but when we got into the airport, there were people there to meet us, all in civilian clothes, but all Marines or Navy personnel. And of course, the Hong Kong airport's quite fascinating itself, but they took us through customs and all. They're mostly checking for things like narcotics and illegal weapons or anything like that that might be brought in. And one of the fellows that was on the plane with us was a Marine who was over there investigating the use of narcotics. He had been wounded a couple of times in Vietnam, so he's off the line. It's a major who, his mother owns the Mormac Lines, is the best I can understand. But an awfully nice guy. In fact, he took us to lunch one day. It doesn't look like I'm going to be able to tell you all about Hong Kong in one tape, but if I can't, I'll fill up another one and get it off to you today. So, anyhow, we landed at night, as I say, on the Kowloon side. You know, there's Hong Kong Island, there's Kowloon. And one thing I think that struck me is so typical, I think that you would have, some things you would just have had to have been in Vietnam to appreciate. And one is that when they went to unload the luggage, there were all these boys' cases, suitcases, or overnight bags, that they had to wear their good uniforms. They couldn't go in dungarees or anything. And then they have to wear civilian clothes once you get into Hong Kong, because the communists and all. And the one thing that really got me was how many of them brought their boots with them. You know, their boots are very important because they're all broken in. And even when they come aboard ship, they'll always say, please don't take my boots, or please mark my boots so that when I go back, I'll have them. They hate to break in new boots, and all these kids brought their boots with them because they had no place else to keep them out in the field or anything. You know, they had to come in their combat clothes and then change into the Class A uniform. And I thought only somebody who had been in Vietnam themselves could appreciate the significance of this. So they put them on we sat next to this army nurse, kind of a young girl who complained all the time. She was in Chu Lai, and she complained bitterly about the army and having to wear her combat boots and the duty and all the stuff, and I have absolutely no patience with that kind of stuff. And was just about ready to tell her I've had enough now, I don't care to listen. But Kathy handled her beautifully. Kathy kept saying things to her like, oh, gee, it's not like that on board the ship. Why, we have this and we have that. We have white tablecloths and we have this. And, oh, no, it's not like that. So that finally the girl ended up by saying, gee, I guess I should have joined the Navy. So I had a chuckle to myself. But, you know, they asked us not to tell war stories. And, you know, it's a small thing. It's really a... Unless it's a member of your family, I'm sure that no one is interested in your war stories anyway. But then we went right over to the Hilton Hotel. That's where I stayed. I know Alice was concerned about where I was staying. We stayed at the Hilton because it's one of the R&R hotels. Actually, I'm not a Hilton fan, as you know, but it was quite convenient. So I stayed overnight there, and we stayed there. And they had rates and everything, and they told us going into the hotel at the R&R Center that not to answer our phone for a couple of hours because people would call us trying to maybe say they knew people in our organizations and trying to sell us land and all these things. Just for the first few hours, not to say anything. Now, we didn't even have to go to the desk to check in. We were all checked in when we got there. Actually, our room was nice. It was on the fifth floor. It wasn't overlooking the harbor, it was overlooking the swimming pool, but it was at a cheaper rate, so I can't complain. It was a special R&R rate. I think it was $13.50 a night for two of us. And up on the top of it, they had all these lighted Christmas trees, or Christmas trees like lights. Hong Kong was beautifully decorated for Christmas. And so it was very, very nice, and we enjoyed it. As I said before, I think in the overall picture, I prefer the hotels, the service, the everything of Manila to Hong Kong, but this was not available comparison.